So we are not going to change anything, but only giving new name for their help in Krishna consciousness. First name?
The one who we announce to stand up, Luis Angel Corates Lopez. Can you please stand up?
Loknath Das Prabhu. Loknath Das Prabhu ki. Your name has been kept, Loknath Prabhu.
The next one.
Who is Loknath?
Can I look at?
Krishna is himself Loknath.
Loknath Lokerajivan.
His supreme personality of Godhead, and that is why he is called the supporter and nourisher of the whole world. So Krishna is Loknath. You are Loknath Das, servant of Loknath Das. Paramadvaiti Maharaj, he has kindly came here and gave me darshan. I was so much eagerly waiting for him, but I was hopeless that I will not have his darshan. But luckily, unfortunately, I have here, sitting here, like unexpected, he gave me darshan. I am so much obliged to him. I want that, request him that he should tell some words for us about the glory of his Gurudev and Hari Katha.
Father, is
Namaste, sir. Satyadeva Bhagavan Pachayana Vivisya Shudravat Paskati Pizakarana Omagyan Jiranda Sakya Manjana Shakya Shakshuni Kanjani Kasma Sri Buddha Venama Sri Chaitanya Manubhistam Satyakam Shmati Kale Swayam Bhutam Dhamma Hinda Pati Svapadantikam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Shiva Sri Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
Hare. You can speak in Spanish language because there are so many Spanish language knowing, and I know that you know Spanish language. You can do. And if you like, we will hear English from him.
Manas.
Explanation what? Sri Paramahansa Swami.
You want to spend more time on this? Then I can say it myself.
Oh, then very. In a short, you can tell.
Okay, in a nutshell.
Well, just in a nutshell, I was saying that it is a great historical occasion that Srila Paramapujapat, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj has put his lotus feet on the soil of Costa Rica, which was from the very beginning one of Srila Prabhupada's recipients of mercy, even though he didn't come here personally. I know he was very concerned, and he was concerned for every place in the world, and to have the association of a pure devotee of Krishna, it cannot be overestimated. As a matter of fact, attachment to a lotus feet is a perfection that fulfills all desires, and it's also, it says it automatically opens the door to liberation, moksha dwaram apavritam, and therefore, also myself, I feel very fortunate to be able to be here, see many of my old friends, since I've also had previous experiences of coming here and visiting the country of Costa Rica. And I was also mentioning that having the association of devotees is such an essential thing that we should rather strive after such association, continuously associate from the very core of our heart and have a connection with Guru, with Sri Guru and his seva, not only in a sentimental level, but take Sri Guru's order as our life and soul, so that it will accompany us and help us to come overcome all the difficulties which undoubtedly will come to face us at one moment or another. And I was also saying that I don't feel very good even to be out of the association of devotees. If it would only be 1 hour, that would be already too much for me. So Therefore, I'm very thankful to be able to come here and get all of your association. And I pray for your blessings, that you may pray for us. And what to speak of Srila Gurudev, that his mercy is coming down on all of you and on me also today. And this is something very wonderful. And I've always gotten very much encouragement from him. And specifically, lately, we had some opportunity to have his holy association in the effort of establishing the Vishwa Vaishnava Raj Sabha, or the World Vaishnava Association. Actually, I'm looking forward to have his company all the time, keep his feet on my head, so that all the Vaishnavas in the world will be benefited by an ever-increasing unity and cooperation and love amongst each other. Anyhow, that's a little different before what I said before, but that's enough.
Very good. Your English is so perfect that I have great that I can ever speak like you.
अज्ञान तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय
मैनेजमेंट ऑफ एयर
श्री श्री चैतन्य चरितमृत Madhalila and 19th chapter Roop Shiksha. Perhaps you remember I was explaining Anna Vilashita Sunyam Gyan Karmat Dhyanaputam Anukullin Krishna Anushilanam Bhakti Rutama. In this connection, I explained Shakam Bhakta Dhruva, Jnani Bhakta Prahlad Maharaj, Pure Bhakta Ambarish Maharaj, more Chitraketu Maharaj, and more Hanuman Premi Bhakta, and more we went to Pandavas, Arjuna and all others. There were Prem Parbhakta. And moreover, more superior Uddhava, Prematur Bhakta. Up to this stage, all are called Bhakta. But there is gradation of Bhakti. Anukullena Krishna Anushilanam. How they are loving and serving by their all means, that is cultivating their all activities for the pleasure of Krishna by body, mind, speech, moreover by sentimental, so many sentimental things like prem, sneh, man, pranay, rag, anuragan. We know that we are not qualified to hear all these things, but we should hear to make our object an aim of our sadhana bhajan. Without this, we cannot fixed determine what is our way, what is our process to have. First, object should be finalized, and then process. That is why I am telling all these things. Now we have come to Uddhava, and Uddhava has went to Braja. And now he is seeing how glorious is Braj Prem. He met with Nanda Baba and Yashoda, and whole night weeping both. He was astonished. I have never seen a love and affection like a son. Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has become son. And they are thinking like their son. How wonderful this. And they are weeping so much. So who was thinking, what to do? Whole night passed In morning he went to take bath in Kunda near Radha
Uddhav Kyari.
Nandagaon near Uddhav Kyari. First there is a row of Kadamba trees. Yes, sir. Yes, big. Bath in that pond. And at once it was wonderful to see a very beautiful dense forest of Kadam trees. And having so much separation mode for Krishna, waiting, there are so many gopis there. The gopis saw Buddha and his chariot also, golden chariot, given by Krishna. One gopi is asking from another that, oh, again we see that very chariot. Akrur came, and again Akrur has come here. Same chariot is here. Oh, who has come? Why he has come? Oh, another Sakhi told, oh, I know why Akrur has again come. Why he has come? Because Kansa has been killed. Now his funeral ceremony will be done. And in India, in Vedic culture, on the 12th days, a pind is given to the
forefathers.
To the person who is dead, a pind is given. So pind means any round thing. What is that? Now Akrur knows that there are so many pinds in Vrindavan because all had died in separation for Krishna. So easily they will take a hard pind, this hard. And by this they will offer that to Kansa, dead Krishna. Kansa. So he has come. Another term, that why he has come in golden chariot? Why he has come? Oh, you don't know? I know. What you know? That now Krishna has become the emperor of Mathura Nagari. Very big kingdom. Now he is so much rich, like emperor. Now he never works like he used to graze cows, empty foot. Now he has so many chariots, golden. His servant is coming on golden chariot to show his mother and father that, oh, now I have become a king. I'm not cowherd boy. To show he has sent his Akrur in the same golden chariot. When Uddhav heard this, he became so worried. He told, oh, earth, you should be what?
Separated.
You should be divided into two, and I want to go inside. Why I came here in golden chariot? I've done mistake. Another gopi telling, do you know who is he? Oh, I know. Who is he? He is the servant of Krishna, the messenger of Krishna. Why? How you know? Oh, because he has taken the garland of same Krishna, same scent, same pitambar and everything. Then, one Sakhi became like mad and she was Srimati Radhika. Weeping bitterly, he was about to die. Only telling, Krishna, Krishna. Always pacifying her. But she was like dead. She became furious to know that a black beast has come and began to abuse Krishna and that his messenger both. That is called Brahmali. Uddhav saw their highest topic of pain. And he told, there are so many things, I am not going to tell all these things. Uddhav saw that Oh, marvelous prema. I have never realized. I came here and saw that Krishna is not in Mathura, he is in Vrindavan always. Serving gopis and Brajavasi, he can never go out of Vrindavan. Fully Krishna is here. Now I realized. Oh gopis, you have marvelous prema to this Krishna. He is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the God of Adi of Samast whole Ishwar. Ishwara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigrahana Adi Radhi Govinda Sarva. But yet, this gopi thinks that he is my beloved only. So, Bande Nanda Prajayishti Nang Padurinam Vafikshnasa. Jasam Hari Kothod Git Punat Phonatra. Asamoho Varan Charan Rain Susamaham Syam. Vrindavane kimap gulmalat aushadhinam yas dustajana svajan arja patanche hitva bheje mukanda padaving suti bhedra vidya. Oh gopis, I want your feet touched. I pray. I cannot touch your lotus feet. But I want to pray your lotus feet dust only. Because control Krishna is in your heart. He cannot go out of that. You have controlled Krishna even. So, you have left everything. Your husbands, your sons, your prestige, your shame, your dehadahik,
body and bodily.
Bodily, everything. And you are always absorbed in Krishna. So I am not qualified to even pray your lotus feet from very far away. Bande Nanda Brajeshtrinam Padurenum Abhikshnasa Jasang Hari Kathod Gita Punati Bhuvanatraya. If anyone, gopis are glories of Krishna. If gopis are not descendant to this world, there was no Srimad Bhagavatam, nothing, no Krishna Prem. Vyasadeva has realized it. He was not happy before. But now, glorifying gopis, he is now satisfied. So without gopis, Krishna is like zero. Nirvishesh Badi Sunna. So he glorified gopis so much. There are so many secrets, very secrets. But I know that this
Assembly.
It cannot be told. So I am now coming down. This is the highest topic of prema. This is the sum and substance of Srimad Bhagavatam. And also Pratipadya Visha. Pratipadya kya?
Conclusive truth of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Nothing more than that. Krishna knew this and he has some greed seeing this gopi prema. He went out to taste these modes of gopis. Oh, how beautiful I am. What kind of Srimati Radhika prane or love and affection is? And what is sukh?
Happiness.
Ananda.
Pleasure.
That Srimati Radhika, seeing Krishna, feeling so much high class of
pleasure.
I don't know. I am beautiful in the whole world. I am so much qualified. But Srimati Radhika is my guru. My
teacher.
Guru.
Teacher
of praying. But yet there is something in me that Srimati Radhika become mad, Gopi becomes mad, Nanda Baba, Yashoda all become mad. What is this in me? So if I will be like Radhika, having the mood of Radhika, then I can test something. So he took the mood of Srimati Radhika and beauty of Radhika and became Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaura. Only to test these things. The highest topic of Braja Prem, Gopi Prem, Radha Prem. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। हे कृष्ण देन करुणा सिंधु देन जगत बंधो देन गोपेश। The devotee is not satisfied. Then he what told Gopesha, Gopika Kanta, not satisfied. Then he told Radha Kanta, then he satisfied. So Radha Kanta is, Radha Prem is top. You should know this thing only. And this is our life of gold and everything. Which when himself Krishna descended to test his beauty, his quality, his Venudhvani, and his Leela, Leela Madhuri, Venu Madhuri, Rup Madhuri, Gun Madhuri, Leela Madhuri. It is not even in Ram, in Narayan, or Dwarkadhish, Mathuradhish even, he has not all these qualities. So Krishna himself came in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, taking the beauty and mood of Radhika. But he sprinkled also something. What? Anarpita charin chirat karunaya matirna kalo samarpai tumunno tajjala rasangsa bhakti sinu harihapurata sundara duti kadamba sandipita sadaridaya kandare suratume sachinandan. Sachinandan? What? What to give? Unnata ujjala rasa. Srimati Radhika's mood, Gopi's mood, this Unnat Ujjwal. It cannot be given to anyone, anyone which is not qualified. So he wanted to test this thing himself. And what to give? Only the beauty of that brain. And that is called Rup Manje, Raga, Rupanuga, that brain. Situated in Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari of. Very strange and wonderful this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has to come this, give to this, not only preaching Yuga Dharma and changing the demons in devotees. This is the duty of Mahavishnu, Karnabdishai Vishnu, Garbhodashai, Khirodashai. They can do all, but they cannot distribute Krishna Prem, or they cannot taste even what is Radha Prem. So they cannot calculate, they cannot imagine. It is also beyond the limit of Brahma, Suk, Narad, and all others. They always all pray for the lotus dust of gopis, only for this. Krishna has also not this. So he came, descended in the shape of Gaurachandra, and he took sannyas for this, and he went to South India on the bank of Godavari. There, Rai Ramananda was there. But really he was not Ramananda, he was Vishakadevi. And he made him his Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru. To whom?
Vishakha.
To learn Radha Prem. To know all these things. Otherwise he cannot. So he became disciple of Rai Ramananda, hearing all these things. And then he attended that thing. And then he went to Gambhira and he tested all these things. And by Nam Sankirtan, he distributed anarpiti charing chira. The prem, the love and devotion which was not given for one kalpa,
one day of Brahma,
one sahastra yuga,
one
more than that,
yuga.
It has been not. So he came to give this only a very little
sprinkle
of that prem, which jiva are qualified to have this. But not they can serve it like gopis, like Radhika, Lalita, Vishakha. Only their beauty can be given. So, unnat ujjwala rasang sa bhakti sriyam. Not ujjwala rasa, but the beauty of that. What is that? Like a creeper. Creeper has so many leaves, very beautiful.
Surrounded.
And also, it has manjari. When air comes, all the leaves begin to dance. And also manjari doing like this. If only creeper is there, no leaves and no
manjari,
then there is no beauty of creeper. So all manjari, gopis are like manjaris. So this is beauty. So their mood can be given to jivas. We are only qualified for this. But in this world, very rare. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came kindly, mercifully, without any causeless mercy to sprinkle, to give this. So you are so much fortunate to come in this line. Don't think that we have come for only Vaidhi Bhakti. We should know then to follow all these things to have, we'll have to begin from Bhakti Lata Bij Vaidhi Bhakti. From Shraddha. Oh, yes. I've told so much. And it is very hard for anyone to explain. But you can hear. And Krishna has come only to taste that, not to give that.
So this
Rupa Goswami has not come only to cut jungles always and always in lives and lives. He has come only to give this, but in beginning he has to cut jungles of Mayavad, Sahajya, Sakhi, Bheki, Karmi, Jnani, Yogi, Tapasvi and all. And he did. But he has kept so much opulence, so much wealth for us in his box. We should try to take it. Not always doing this. Because Ramanuj, Madhva and all have given this thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not come for this. Rupa Goswami or any of our disciplic acharya has not come only to give this little thing. But we have to realize all these things. First we'll have to begin from Upadeshamritam, nectar of instruction of Srila Rupa Goswami. Vacho vegam manasah krodha vegam jihva vegam udaropastha vegam etan vegan yah disahet dhira sarvam api mam prithvi sasasya. We should try to control our
mind.
And this very, very important. She has no backbone. You know backbone?
Yes.
She has no backbone. But still, she is the root of all evils. Mahabharata was fought only for this. Draupadi tell that, oh Duryodhan, you are also blind because you are son of
blind.
Blind father, blind son.
Blind father, blind
son.
Because he went in the courtyard of Pandavas.
Yudhishthira Maharaj.
Yudhishthira Maharaj, and he thought that here is water, but there was not water. And he took his
cloth
and dropped the loft. And where there was no water,
water there.
Where there was water, he thought that there is not water, but when he went, and he fell down on the
water.
All were laughing and hearing these words, he became made up his mind that I will destroy whole Pandavas. And that is war was going on. You know why Raman became? And there was fight between Raman and Ram?
Yes,
only by this, not controlling the
tongue.
Sita told to Lakshman, oh, your brother is calling you Ram Ram. But Lakshman. Ram was not calling, but Marij was calling Lakshman Lakshman. Sita told that your brother is calling you. You should go at once and help. There is some problem. But he told that my brother has no problem at all, I will not go. Then he became so angry and told that, oh, you want to marry me? You want to keep me like your wife? Don't think I will die. I will take poison. But I will never give up Ram. You are certainly a messenger of Bharat.
Spy of Bharat.
Spy of Bharat. Then Lakshman was so much worried. And then he told that you should not cross this line, and made a line by his bow and went. And after this, Raman came and took away Sita. And then Mahabharata, Raman was fought there. Very big battle was there. So if Sita has not told like this, Lakshman has not gone, and then Raman has not come, and Sita was not stolen. So be controlled. Be careful to control your tongue. Don't criticize any Vaishnava, because it will be offense and it will destroy you, your Gurudev and everyone. Don't criticize any Vaishnava. Don't do Vaishnava Ninda. Don't. If you are doing, then anger will come and you will be murdered. So, this ton and manso vega, krodha vega, jiva vegam, udaro upastha vegam. Very dangerous all. If you are taking so much delicious food, so many things, then it is a lust will come and you will destroy in a moment. You cannot check. So, it is very dangerous. So, you should try to control these six things. Atyahara prayasyasya prajalpo nimagra janasangarsya laulancha shadabhati vinatvi. So, you should follow all these things. And at last, Rupa Goswami has told, Tannama Rupa Charitadi Sukritananu Krameena Rasana Manasi Niyojya Tishthana Praje Tadanuragi Jananugami Kalam Akhilam Ityu Padesha Saram. This Saman Saptan is of all teachings. What? Been Vrindavan, been the guidance of any realized, and very Rasik Tattvagva Vaishnava. And then chanting name with your what name? Agadamana Jasoda Nanda Nau Nanda Suno Kamalanayana Gopi Chandra Vrindavanendra Hare Krishna Radha Krishna Radha Ramana Hari Govind Radha Ramana Hari Govind Radha Ramana Hari Govind Vinda Jaya Dadamo Dharma Reji Govinda Dadamo Dharma Reji Govinda Dadamo Dharma Reji Govinda Dadamo Dharma Reji. Chanting like this. Hey Radharaman, hey Govinda, hey Madan Mohan. Like these names. Very beautiful and the strongest name. And what? Remembering all the past answers. When Damodar, then Damodar past means how Srimati Yashoda is binding Krishna. How gopis are binding with Radhika to Krishna. This is Radha Damodar, not Yashoda Damodar. So chanting and remembering like this. And being in Vrindavan, in the guidance of any Rasik, Tattvagya, realized Vaishnava. So, doing this, this is the sum and substance of all the instructions. By this you will achieve that goal. Anarapita charing chirat karunaya vachin. That way, unnata ujjvala rasam, you will climb. So begin from the seed of, planting the seed of prem bhakti lata. And gradually it will come, shraddha, nishtha, ruchi, asakti, bha, prem and after. Some acceptance of 9 days here in classes. You are fortunate to hear all these things. I'm also fortunate to speak on and explain all these things. My journey will be successful. Finished today. Tomorrow we will go to Houston and from Washington and then New York and then from there we will go to France, London, and then Amsterdam. And at last we'll go to Bridge. We are hankering from Vrindavan. Hello.
Jai Sri Gurudev!
Speak in English. That you should be debted always for A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, called like Prabhupada. Always. Everything is coming from him. If he had not dragged, if he has no mercy, I could not have come here. He has come and in this forest he has cut and he has made a goat platform that I am now testing this goat platform. He sent them all to be everywhere in the world and made a very good platform. He wrote so many books, hundreds of books, made so many centers. If he was, has not come and his guru has not sent him, then we were in that very jungle. So you should always honor him. Also you should honor who honor him. Anyhow, his disciples, not disciple, anyone, even a dog is honoring Swamiji, you should try to honor him. No? Then you can know all these things. And from Shraddha you can. You should know one thing more. Krishna name is himself Krishna. Hare Krishna name himself. Radha and Krishna conjugal. By doing and by in doing, uttering these names in the guidance of any good association. Association is so necessary. If you are chanting, remember, but no good association, everything will come like zero. And after some time, you will give up harina. So you should hear something in association and be strong, your heart will be strong. Then you will realize that Krishna is himself Krishna, and thus you will quickly cross the ocean of birth, death and sorrow, suffering and everyone. And then you will realize for why Swamiji has come. Srila Bhakti, Siddhanta Saraswati and Rupa Goswami and Mahaprabhu has come. Gaur Premanand. Coming in this eyes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he used to tell, oh, you should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And you should tell your neighbors or anyone to chant this Krishna. And he will again tell, advice to chant Hare Krishna. So by this, all were becoming Vaishnava. At last he came to Kurmanchal. And there this story is going on.
Sudrita Gracia está explicando que
Gaur Pramana
Dikai Gauranga.